Welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show, the tastiest show in Tucson. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with Pastor John McLean.
Whoa. You got a lot of energy there, man.
I'm excited to be here today.
I'm tired.
You are? Well, here's some of my energy.
There we go. Oh, I feel better. Hey, here we go. That's Tasty Tucson.
The secret is stretching, but we'll talk about that more in just a moment. Okay. This is Pastor John McLean. You're a veteran rescue mission.
Yeah.
You're also of Common Good Radio and Common Good Media Group and so many other
A couple hats. Things. A couple things, yeah.
And tell us about, there's a very, very important event that's coming up here in the first week and a half of November. And I want all the listeners to hear about it as often as possible. I know they're going to hear about it in the next hour with you on your show. But tell us what's going on with Veteran Rescue Mission.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you, one, giving me time to speak about it. It's the Veteran Rescue Mission March to the VA. And this will be actually our first annual event like it. We, every year for 13 years now, we've been camping out on the streets to locate homeless veterans and connect them with housing. But this year, from November 11th to 13th, if you go to veteranrescuemission.org, you can donate $22 per mile. We'll be marching 22 miles toward the VA to connect homeless veterans with housing to help prevent suicide and homelessness. And on this march, I'll be leading it. We'll be stopping at different homeless camps and providing need items, providing them with information about what services are available for them. And hopefully I'll talk a few homeless veterans into joining me, going to the VA and getting connected with homeless services there. So I'm blessed and honored to do it. Definitely for people who want to be involved or help in any way, veteranrescuemission.org is the way to do it.
Thank you. And that's why it's so important. And actually, three people in this room are veterans.
Yeah, so Army we'll do drill afterwards. Yeah.
And Navy. I don't know. The Navy, Army and Air Force could probably get away with the drill, but I don't know about
Do you guys do
Navy.
Drill in the Navy?
We do drill.
Do absolutely. Drill. Okay. So, yeah. So, we'll do, yeah, we fall in line and we'll do dress, right, dress and all the other fun stuff.
Outstanding. So we do have a very special guest in the studio today. We have Dr. Burnell, and he's the stretch master at. I'll let you tell everybody about
this. You could call me the stress master too.
I'm stretched out. I'm stressed out thinking about stretching. So
I'm very happy to be here, Wes and Pastor McLean. I'm honored to be a guest on the show, and. Many people are catching on with the latest trend in natural and alternative health care, which is assisted stretching. And there's a difference. You know, people sometimes say, oh, well, I stretch in the mornings before I get up. Or people say, oh, well, I have my massage therapist. And those are wonderful things. I do not want to say anything bad about massage. Mm. We love it, too. I just got a massage with our wonderful dear friend, Laura, who is at Get Fixed by Laura. A little plug for her, too. She's wonderful.
No. Cut that out, engineer. Cut that out.
No, she's awesome. And I stretch myself too, but there's a huge difference when you get a professional targeting key muscles and getting that deep targeted stretch. So assisted stretch therapy used to be only for elite athletes or very, very famous people. They had their stretch therapist would come in and they would set up their table and they would stretch them out, actors and, again, famous people, athletes. But it caught on. It actually started on the East and West Coast, New York, L.A., and went, you know, started kind of becoming more of a common theme. And really when it hit home is after the pandemic. After that, people were so starved for human interaction, human touch, but yet they were freaked out about going to the medical doctor or even to a massage therapist where you're, you know, exposed and and there's a lot of sick people.
Yeah.
So they started going to stretch therapists.
Nice. And how can people get a hold of you if they want to feel like a movie star?
I love that. Thank you. They can call us. Our number is really easy to remember. It's 377-BACK. 377-BACK. 520-377-2225.
Thank you so much for being here today, Dr. Burnell. I like that. And today we have a very different guest, actually. Instead of a restaurant owner or a chef, we actually have
a dog groomer. No. What? No. No. Sorry.
I grew mine.
I'm going to take away your microphone.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. I had too much sugar today.
Not enough yet. No. But we'll talk about that after the break on John's Tasty Bites. Very important when you're going to eat, and that's being clean, right? Mm-hmm. And what do you clean your hands with?
Soap.
Yeah.
And
I think the smells also, that's almost like Dr. Burnell was joking before the show, you can't eat it necessarily, but like a good smell, like that is a large element when it comes to food and culture.
Taste without smelling.
Yeah.
And it's actually one of the most important senses, and then everything else kind of falls in line after that. But you have some very interesting smells, and you shared all of them with me. My nose was broken for about 48 hours.
Poor guy.
But the coffee helped. So
absolutely.
And you sniff coffee grounds. Not up your nose, but you smell the coffee grounds.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't snort.
Maybe that's why I was having a problem. I was snorting the coffee.
Yeah, that's
well,
that's not
I
good
think
for
we're
you.
All old enough to remember when they used to put parsley on the side of the plate.
Yes.
Mm. And it was a palate cleanser, right? Mm. And
was
so,
it?
Yeah. That's what it was actually
there's,
for.
And there's more to it than that, too. But yes, it's very important as a palate cleanser.
Yeah. So you were supposed to chew it. Like we all thought when we were little, like it's just there's a little green tree, right?
Yeah.
But it was actually a palate cleanser in order so that you could taste the next bite all the more, accurately.
So, and you're actually, it's actually a very different name for your company as well, and I actually love this, and it's called Dirty Cactus Soap. Try to forget that now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I can't even screw that up. Dirty Cactus Soap.
And, even cacti get dirty.
Dirty and soap in the same name. I love that.
Well, right. What do you do perfect. When you get dirty? Yeah. You wash your hair. Yeah. You wash with we're soap.
Awesome.
And
it's almost like the cactus is the filter to make that happen.
You know what? I mean, that does bring up a good point. Yeah. Because I make all of my soap with fresh local aloe.
Interesting.
Oh, there it is.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And a lot of people, exactly. It's technically a succulent, but everybody else in the world, not from, a desert area, thinks it's a
fair.
Cactus.
Yeah.
Right? So it works.
And it's very dirty.
When they sit outside, they are.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I actually had the pleasure of sitting down, me and Wesley, that's his name. We sat down at the Bear Down Kitchen.
The other guy.
To do a review the other day, and he was showing me some of your products and the geodes.
Absolutely.
Soap, and then the different car air fresheners that you have.
Yeah.
It was just all so unique and amazing and beautiful. It looked edible, every single piece of it. You tell us about it.
So many people actually say, oh my gosh, like if I bought this, I wouldn't use it. Right? Which is sad because it's like, we work hard for our money.
Definitely a piece of art.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. I love that people, respect it that much in order to think that it is a piece of art. However, I think, we work hard for our money and a lot of the times we don't get to kind of spoil ourselves very often, right? So when we do go for a massage or we do go for something that is, care for our bodies, that's wonderful. But a lot of times people can't work that in on a regular basis.
That's
right?
Fair.
So if every morning you could take a hot shower for whether that's 3 minutes if you're a mom or, 15 minutes if you have a little bit more time, right? If you could spoil yourself with something beautiful that smells amazing, then you feel like you're spoiling yourself a little bit every day, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, I really, I resonate with Tucson culture and I think, wow, there's a lot of people who make soap, but they kind of smell similar to like a patchouli, like you're kind of going to walk into those type of stores.
It sounds really cool. Patchouli.
Well, if you think about like the incense, the more hippie kind of, yeah.
So there's actually a store up in La Encantada and you walk by it and you can feel it. I hate that smell. I'll be honest.
It literally really? Makes
me itch. That particular store people compare me to often.
It's funny because when
people walk by, when I have an event, they go, oh my God, I can smell it from here. And I go, but you're smelling 30 from here. Mm. Like you're not smelling the individual ones, which I think is a shame. And so I always tell people free smells. Like even if you come and you stop and you smell the soap and you smell the air fresheners, at least you have the opportunity to smell them individually, right? Mm, and then of course you can cleanse your palate with the coffee. But so I make the soap really Tucson inspired, like not only because of the fresh local aloe that I literally, cut and peel and, put that in there, but also I make them gemstone. So inspired.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. And so I realized that I was kind of missing the market in my freshies, and they weren't really Gem Show inspired. Mm. They were cute, don't get me wrong, right? Mm-hmm. They're little cacti and little hearts and, you know, fun stuff like that, but they weren't really showcasing that. And so I actually put little chips of the actual rocks in there and created geodes so that they do actually have the rocks in there. So the soap has fake rocks made out of soap, and the geodes actually have real rocks made out of normal rocks.
And we do have some of the freshies. Is that right? We have some of those freshies coming, and it's going to be our logo, which is really cool. But the scent that that we got, and everybody's got to try it because it is probably one of the best apple pies that I've ever smelled. Like during she saved it for the last, so she tormented me with. No, I'm kidding.
Twisted his arm.
There was like 24 different smells that we went through. And then she goes, okay, but I have this jar you've got to try. This is the last one, I promise. And I pretty much wanted to climb inside that jar and live in there for the rest of the conversation.
He definitely kept it close by.
Making sure. But when you smelled it, it was like biting into a piece of apple pie.
Nice.
And you had all the flavors and everything else.
My mouth's watering right now thinking about it.
Yeah. Man, the cinnamon,
I don't know if she's
a soap
mad scientist or a soap superhero, but either way, you got me.
Soap is triggering. It's the one thing that those memories trigger, right?
Yeah. Well, I am Wesley Source, your host of the Tucson Tasty Show. We'll be right back. Special thank you to our sponsors. That's Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, that's vepremiumbeef.com, ERC Junction, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rocks, Cooling Heating Plumbing, and of course, we have Dirty Cactus Soap.
Absolutely.
With us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And of course, we'll be right back and hear some more from our sponsors. Stay Tasty Tucson.
I'm John. Hi.
Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, with Pastor John McClain. And together we are the Tucson Tasty
That's
Show.
That's correct. With our powers combined.
With our powers combined. And we have a very special John's Tasty Bites, and it is the premiere of John's Tasty Bites, brought to you by Sean Smiley with ERC Junction. How you doing today, Sean?
Yeah. Fantastic.
And I can't wait to see you every week. I'm actually really excited about that because you're one of my favorite people. So.
Thank you. And he's one of the only people I know that has an even richer, cooler radio voice than you. So. So, yeah,
well, there you go.
That's the reason
that
we brought
him. What are you talking about, John? No, but absolutely. And so tell us a little bit about ERC Junction before we get started with John Stacey Bites.
So ERC stands for the Employee Retention Credit.
Yep.
And it's a fun job because I help business owners get money back from the IRS. Instead of paying it, they get the money back.
How much does it cost to get an interview with you?
We do that no charge.
What, it's free?
Yeah. So what we do is we'll do a review, and if for some reason they don't qualify to get any money back, then there's absolutely no cost.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
That's a win-win,
I think.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for being here today. So with John's Tasty Bites, brought to you by ERC Junction, the place to expand your culinary horizons, we have a little bit of a different situation in the studio today. Mm-hmm. We're not going to eat the soap.
No,
I think that's frowned upon. I don't think that our stomachs will probably appreciate that.
Unless you have a potty mouth, then you have to eat the soap. So watch your mouth, bud.
Yes, sir. Sorry, Pastor.
That's what my dad. My dad always says that to me, actually.
So it being my favorite part of the show, I actually went out and found something, and I'm actually working to bring them on the show. And one of the most popular places in Tucson to get a culinary confection.
Okay. These words. Okay, Mr. Big Words.
I read the dictionary this morning. I apologize.
Well done.
but it is
it's a secret in the box here.
Yeah,
I am.
What's in the box?
He's been hiding it from me for the past hour and a half now. So I'm proud of him.
I put something that rolled around in it, so it shook a little.
Okay,
no.
Yeah.
You missed that part.
I was like, this is rocks.
This is La Estrella, Estrella's Bakery. They have two locations. One is on 12th in Irvington. The other one is over in Augustine Square, next to one of my favorite coffee places, and that's Presta Coffee. Okay. So I get a coffee and I go get a donut. They have pumpkin. I got some pumpkin pie and empanadas. There is a mango in there, so good luck. Okay. Just one. So everyone that I've seen come out so far is still pumpkin. it's really good. Have you been to La Estrella Bakery?
I have, yeah.
Have you been to La Estrella Bakery?
No, I have not.
You have not lived.
I don't think
I'm
I have either.
Looking forward to trying
and, like, and looking at this. So like it just reminds me, one, I feel like we need to be more specific with people because we always call it John's Tasty Bite, but then you guys give me like 20 different things to try from. Like, give me one to choose from.
Have you ever been to La Estrella Bakery?
I've never.
You have never?
Never.
Okay, so the one that they're going to recommend is the one that's closest to you that looks like a bun. Yep, and that's okay. A donut.
Okay.
And it's, yeah.
That's John's Tasty Bite. And what is this called?
Is that the concha?
It is. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we're
going like to
John's Tasty Bite is a concha. It looks like she said, it looks like a shell, a crusty little shell, and it looks nice and fluffy. And I'm gonna take a bite.
Let's do it.
Yeah, here we go. It's kind of like marshmallow bread.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way of describing. I like it because it's a sweet bread, and then it has that the frosting. And
I'm gonna pass those around to our guests so yep. They can have some.
And I even got some of those mini donuts that they have because if you only can have one donut, why not get three small donuts and then it's still one donut?
One donut, exactly. If they're two bites each.
Mm-hmm. My absolute favorite though is the pumpkin empanadas. And then they have this ginger cookie. It's like gingerbread, but it's really, really soft.
It's a mellow flavor too.
It is? Oh.
Yeah. They're not usually as strong.
Well, I saw chocolate covered, so I grabbed that.
Mm. Yeah. You look like a chocolate covered type of guy.
It's not as strong, but you're right. It's just right. And now I need milk.
or coffee.
Or coffee, actually, yeah. So La Estrella Bakery.
The conchas come in more colors, don't they? The conchas come in different colors, too, don't they?
They do. They have a strawberry. They have a pink one. They have different flavors as well as colors.
I think the pink ones are so pretty.
They are fun.
Marshmallow bread.
Bread. I love it.
That's what they should call it. I don't know why they call it that other thing. So, yeah, awesome. And then back to our guests with the dirty desert soap.
The cleanest woman in town. How's that?
Right. What is that the name, right?
No, Dirty Cactus.
I was super close. Yeah, usually Wesley's the one who butchers businesses' names. I'm the person name butcher, but
it is desert inspired.
Dirty Cactus soaps. I messed up so people will remember it better.
There you go.
So yeah. So I know we wanted to touch on. I keep hearing it, and I know I'm gonna mess up even explaining it because it seems like such a foreign idea. Using beer to make soap.
Absolutely. So
I feel like I actually explained it right. Did I explain that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
So what people don't realize is that when you use beer to make soap, you actually have to boil it to make sure the alcohol is out. Mm-hmm. But the sugar content actually makes a super bubbly, amazing bar of soap. And since Tucson has amazing breweries, what better partnership, right?
Right. Mm.
And so I want to actually start working with more breweries to be able to use their particular blends and then bring in some of the herbs and some of the flavors and some of the things that they really stand for in order to really design those bars of soap so that it really reflects our Tucson culture again.
Mm. Can you imagine getting some Monkey Shine soap?
I couldn't.
And you shower with it every morning? I mean, that's a win-win.
Exactly. And so some people, you know, they go, oh, well, I don't want the beer soap. You know, if they're particularly religious, sometimes they're like, I don't want beer soap. And I'm like, there's no alcohol left in it or anything like that.
I mean, it wouldn't be that part that bothers me. What blows my mind about all of this is just like, I was a fuel and water chemist in the military. And everything you're telling me, it just boggles my mind. The science of it, I have no understanding whatsoever.
There is so much science behind it. And so, I mean, everybody that knows that I make soap always talks about Fight Club. right? Like, we don't talk about Fight Club, you know, because they have the lie. And lie really is what
But we don't talk about Fight Club.
Exactly. Yeah, and so we'll skip that and just go straight to the lie.
But that's where the black eye comes from, though.
Well, I mean, that's what the burn comes from, for sure. And so, generally speaking, you know, soap can be a scary thing if you don't understand the science behind it. So you have to definitely have a respect for it. But in that respect, there's so much creativity that's possible. And I really didn't want to make soap that's just like every other bar of soap. I wanted to make something that really reflected Tucson. So between using Tucson breweries, and aloe, as well as the different scents that really reflect our Tucson culture. So instead of using something like patchouli, I do pineapple cilantro or citrus cilantro, or I'll do a one that's called like Havana Heat. So it smells like the desert. I have one called Desert Blooms. It is floral, but it's not like you walk into a florist.
I smelled all of these the other day. They are quite amazing.
I've never heard anybody brag about smelling stuff before.
Here we go.
So where do you sell these?
So I have definitely a website, of course. That's www.dirtycactussoaps.com. And then I also have Facebook and Instagram that you can check everything out. So if you want to see everything, you want to kind of scroll through without smelling, you're going to lose half the fun. Don't get me wrong, but you can definitely see everything. Yes. But then I also sometimes am at different events as well as at the swap meet. So I will be at an event tomorrow. It's called Her Witchy Ways, which is going to be at the Moxie, which is a downtown Tucson. It's a collaboration of people who do different modalities. And so they're going to be doing little spell jars, and there's going to be photography and chair massages and really great opportunities. And so it has kind of a Halloween theme without being Halloween.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. So we can find you on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And every time I've looked at your Facebook page, I just get lost because the soaps look absolutely incredible. In fact, I would probably not even believe that there was soap until you showed it to me and said, yeah, no, that's the soap. And and she's actually kind of fun to hang out with, too, because she pulls out these little bars of soap. Hey, smell this.
Nice.
And but you got to check it out. And
And I guess let's give Sean one more chance to let people know how they can plug in with ERC. And primarily, like, even, you know, you're sitting here, you know, next Dirty Cactus Soaps, you know, and how, make a pitch to them real quick.
Right.
Yeah.
So when did you start your company, and do you have any W-2 employees?
Not quite yet. So I started about 2 years ago, and I'm just actually getting ready to be that point where I can hire people.
Gotcha.
So I'm super excited to be able to have, you know, people that can help me do these things and also really build up, you know, younger people in Tucson to be able to kind of learn a craft, because that's kind of being lost, right?
Right. So for businesses to qualify for the employee retention credit, they have to have W-2 employees during 2020 and or 2021.
Absolutely.
There's four main ways to qualify. I don't think we have time to go through that today. You can reach me at my mobile number, 520-576-3524, or Sean, which is S-E-A-N, at ercjunction.com.
Nice.
And I also pay a lot of money to people for referrals.
Awesome.
So you may not get the employee retention credit for your business, but if you know businesses who could, then I pay handsomely for those referrals.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Or he pays pretty, whichever one you prefer.
Tell us again one more time, how can we get a hold of you?
Yeah, my mobile is 520-576-3524. You're not going to get just an answering service. You're going to get me directly.
Awesome.
And my email is my first name, Sean, S-E-A-N, at ercjunction.com.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on the Tucson Tasty Show. We look forward to seeing you the same time next week. And next week, we're going to have Zio Pepe. I can't wait for them to come on the show. And hopefully we get both of the Matt and Devin, because Devin's, he was the Iron Chef that he went. Anyways, we'll go into that.
Local legend.
Thank you so much for our special guest coming in, Kelly with Dirty Cactus Soap. And thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Roger, Country Financial Insurance, Ferrero Premium Beef, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating and Plumbing, and of course, Dirty Cactus.